101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Shout out to Chad Roper, man, the legendary Chad Roper, for stopping through. Always good to get game from a
man,
legend.
Look,
we should be paying for it.
I'm sitting here listening because that's the game.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all listen to the OGs because it's like he know more. I mean, he ain't done more. Hey, look, I know my place.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I know I'm me now.
Yes, indeed.
But look, I know who came before me, and he just dropped a lot of stuff to where, you know, I basically was trying to set an example. Like, look, I'm listening.
Yeah.
You know, for the producers that's following me or looking at me, or the producers that's listening, I'm listening.
And be willing to listen.
Yeah.
For real. Be willing to listen. We got another special guest in the building. Meet who we got.
Yeah, we got Mr. Marcus Hogan. I mean, I call him Carnell.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody else called him Carnell. His name's Marcus Hogan. You know, so tell him about you, Marcus.
Yeah, peace. Carnell for sure. But Marcus, I'm trying to go more by my government now, man. I just turned 21, so 28. So I'm I feel like it's a lot of maturation right now going on.
Yeah.
And I feel like Carnell, which is my middle name, that was something that was like a transitional period for me for real. So.
Well, welcome to Tapped In.
Yeah.
Welcome to Tap. Who is Carnell? Outside of the work you do, who are you? Where are you from?
Carnell is Marcus. for real. But, like I said, I'm 28. I'm a creative, you know, so essentially I like mediums. You know what I'm saying? I've done music. I like writing, you know what I'm saying? Just doing poetry. At heart, I'm a father, you know what I'm saying? Just a man of the people, you know what I'm saying? Essentially, and an extension of God, really.
So, absolutely.
Yes, I mean, that's why I brought him, because it's, you know, he pretty much, I mean, I knew him before he had kids.
Oh, yeah.
And then, it's Father's Day week, so it's more so like, let me get my boy on here, talk about that, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Nah, that's real. Meech done seen every element, every level of who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the growth that I seen. Like, what was it, like 16?
Yeah. Yeah, 16.
So from you 16 or something like that, it's been like a journey, and it's like, you know.
That's Lil Bro.
Yeah.
Like my first song.
Yeah.
Like recording my first song.
But to me, it's bigger than the song. Because like I said, the growth, you know, and just us connecting about the fatherhood stuff, that, you know, just us going through that, and just how he just took that and just took it to a next level. To me, it's like, okay, man, I commend you, brother.
Let us know about the fatherhood.
Yeah, so I've been a dad for about 6 years. My daughter, Malia, really how I even got to where I'm at right now in regards to like doing the work of fatherhood, you know what I'm saying, in the community. So essentially, I was navigating my own, you know what I'm saying, process, my own individual, you know what I'm saying, the man before the father, you know what I'm saying, really just trying to tie up some loose ends, you know what I'm saying, and restore, you know what I'm saying, some of the stuff that I feel like needed some adjustments. Essentially, if y'all know Ajmu Butler, I'm sure y'all do. He had this thing going on called Heal the Hood where, you know what I'm saying, I went out to it. And again, this is in the process of me, like I said, restoring. And I was just trying to, you know, give back to the community however I can. And I seen this booth from a nonprofit. I didn't know it was a nonprofit. I just seen the shirts that said Fathers Making Progress, FMP. So, like I said, not having no idea what that was, I just seen that, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm down with that. Let me get a shirt. One of the guys was like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? We'll hit you up, follow up with you, just write your number down, you know, yada, yada. So I'm like, all right, cool, everybody do that. Yeah. They end up actually following up with me, you know what I'm saying, on some check-in, you know, type of stuff, like real check-in. And they invited me out to a space, you know what I'm saying, a space that I ain't necessarily seen for men, you know what I'm saying, where it was real life holding space, you know what I'm saying, not really showing up in that role, showing up in whatever, you know, just being you authentically. And I think the first session I came to, I seen like a ripple effect, dudes crying, you know what I'm saying? Because we got this thing where you check in, kind of like similar to what I had on the phone, but it was like, where you at? You know what I'm saying? How you feeling? Like, really feeling, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not just the good, not the hard. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What you done navigated this week, before this week, yada, yada. And like I said, I seen a ripple effect of dudes crying, mm-hmm. like literally just getting stuff off their chest, unloading. And that caused the same thing for me, you know what I'm saying? So then I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to, again, it's unfamiliar for me, you know what I'm saying, seeing dudes do this. All day, we could be in the rooms and talk about everything else, you know what I'm saying? But when we talk about the heavy stuff, I'm like, oh, yeah, I kind of, it was like a craving for me, for real. Because I'm like, yeah, I need this, you know what I'm saying? And I know my child, you know what I'm saying, could benefit from this. And that just kept me coming around, for real. So now, you know what I'm saying, that allowed me to build myself up in a way, you know what I'm saying, in community, to being able to be, give out what I receive, you know what I'm saying, facilitating the spaces, advocating for early childhood development, you know what I'm saying, a myriad of things, for real, you know what I'm saying, and doing the work, you know what I'm saying, and again, pouring back to the people through my own business, which is Aarhus Collective. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So let us know how them resources, like you said, when you went to that booth, and then they end up following up, how important that was?
Man, it was so important because, again, like I didn't know that them spaces existed, for one, but for two, like, I had to have a period where I really, like, isolated myself, and I got real addicted to really isolating myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, just trying to navigate, again, all these different things that I had no idea I was navigating, especially in fatherhood. Like, I ain't really seen what I call, like, a real genuine, you know what I'm saying, positive display of what I feel like fatherhood should show, like, both sides, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I couldn't do that alone, for real. So it was important that they had reached out, because I'm like, I don't know what it could have looked like, you know what I'm saying, if I didn't have people, you know what I'm saying, to lean on, who was navigating the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Absolutely. We always hear about how important it is for young black boys to have their dads in their life. As a girl, as someone who loves my dad dearly, that's my dog.
He's a girl dad?
Yeah.
I mean, he has sons,
but he has more daughters than boys, and he's more, like, sensitive with his daughters than he is with my brothers. But the importance for young black girls to have their fathers in their life, right? I think a lot of it is not just the love from a man, but just it guides them through learning how to deal with relationships, you know, how to respect men, how to deal with men overall. Because you have a daughter, and you work with young men out there who probably don't have fathers, do you see a difference as far as how you raise your daughter versus how black men raise their sons? And not on a surface level, but more so.
Yeah, for me, I think what I've seen and what I see, it's a bit of a shift now. Like, I feel like men try to be more, you know what I'm saying, emotionally present with their sons nowadays. But just from, again, what I've seen, you know what I'm saying, as a majority, I think navigating it, like, with a daughter, like, it's, you got to let them guards down, for real.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really help it. It's almost like really, like, doing a disservice or disregarding, you know what I'm saying, your intuition, you know what I'm saying, yourself, really, ultimately, when you choosing to, you know what I'm saying, show up for a young girl and allow her to have that same space, you know what I'm saying, of being emotionally present, you know what I'm saying, and just have that real example, like you had mentioned, you know what I'm saying, what you deserve, for real, you know what I'm saying, what you deserve in a man, and because I literally was just thinking about this earlier, you know what I'm saying, just how, really how, like, still, I don't really understand it. I understand that, you know what I'm saying, certain people just exposed to what they're exposed to, but I still be having, like, a part of me that got to figure out, like, you know what I'm saying, how can people turn away from that conviction, you know what I'm saying, that conviction, especially with a young girl, you know what I'm saying, just knowing.
Like, that's the tough part, because I like, when he had his daughter, I had my daughter.
Yeah.
Well, I already had her, but, you know, that's how we really connected through the fatherhood, because, I, you know, I just seen him,
Yeah.
And then I think you have moved downtown. You know what I mean? And
it's right, own, right over here.
Yeah, and it's his own spot and everything. And it was just like, you know, it was just a different connection trying to help him navigate being a new father.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you used to come to my house to see my daughter, mm-hmm. and he used to ask me questions.
Yeah.
So it was just like that was a connection we had got. And it, like he said, that conviction of looking at your daughter and just knowing that you can't do that to her.
So does that, because you guys have daughters, does that dictate how you treat women? Because you don't want a man to treat your daughter how you would treat women if you were to treat them wrong?
Yeah, but I think that's already in you before. You know what I mean? Like, me having a daughter didn't change the way I treated women. I treated my daughter the way I was already treating women. And a lot, like you say, you had to kind of convict to that even more by having a daughter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you really have to be like, okay, the way I treat women really matters.
Yeah.
It's going to matter to her.
Absolutely.
She sees she's a girl.
Yeah.
So, and then at the same time, it's still in reverse too. Like, women see how you treat your daughter.
Yep.
So, oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And to that point too, like you said, like, it's already kind of set in stone. But for me, I still be having to check myself, like, you know what I'm saying, in regard, because, you know, now I got a lady, so I be seeing how, like, obviously it's a different dynamic, you know what I'm saying? It's a relationship,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I still be seeing, like, you know, it's still elements of you know what I'm saying, nurturing a woman, you know, inner child too, especially when stuff is complex, you know what I'm saying, when dad ain't there, you know what I'm saying. It's still some degree where, you know what I'm saying, I have to be mindful of how I'm speaking, you know what I'm saying,
because
the lines can be blurred, like, you know what I'm saying. I've had moments where I have to be like, oh, I can't convey a message to you the way I would, you know, would do with my daughter, like, which, where it's, you know, that natural hierarchy where I might be, like, you know, very authoritative, you know what I'm saying? Like, it still got to be an element of having, you know, a bit of, and it go both ways, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Giving that grace, giving that space.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's different. It's a difference.
Yeah.
We got to go to break, but I got some questions for y'all when we get back. 833-212-1017. We got Marcus Hogan's Carnell in the building. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler, Digi Meech. We are live and direct. Happy Hump Day, Milwaukee. Meech, what's the word?
What's the word? Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day weekend is going down.
That's what the word is, fatherhood.
Speaking of fatherhood, who we got in the building?
Got Marcus Hogan. He want to be called Carnell.
Carnell.
I'll be calling him Carnell. I knew him.
Yes, indeed. So, I have a question for you, right? Real talk. This is, I'm so serious when I say this. I don't know why, but lately a lot of single dads have been hitting on me. Not even just like, oh, you're beautiful, da da da, but like want to be in full-fledged relationships. And it's different for me, not just as a woman, but someone who's in the community. Oftentimes we see men who have to show up for women who are single mothers, mm-hmm. right? And when I say single dad, I mean the mother is not in the picture whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I feel like the men who are, not all, but some men who are single dads and they have daughters specifically, are more emotional when it comes to being in a relationship with a woman. But my question is, if I was to even entertain, I'm not, but mm-hmm. if I was to entertain it, how would a woman go into a situation like that? Because it's so different for us. How do we approach a situation where there's a man who's raising his daughter on his own? Like, naturally, we're nurturing, you know, and things of that nature. But dealing with young women can be very difficult when it comes to attitudes depending on their age. So what advice do you have for women who may be dealing with a situation like that?
First off, do you think about your own kids?
Absolutely.
In that situation, you think about your own kids, like, how do your kids fit in that dynamic?
No, I don't, because
they older.
And they have, well, I have a 9-year-old.
I mean, unless the kids are the same
age. But their dad is so, like.
No, I'm saying, like, your kids and.
Oh, there.
The guy kids. Mm-hmm. Like, if they're in the same age range, it might be a little
easier.
But it might be a little difficult because now you're trying to have your relationship and then the kids' relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When it's a age difference between the kids, it might be a little easier. Mm-hmm. Like if your kid's older, his kid's younger, or his kid's older, your kid's younger, it might be a little easier. But the person who got the younger kids might have a little bit more responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
that
the expectation might be, you know, you your kid's older, you know, you trying to be outside a little bit, you know, take on going dates, have time with him and stuff like that.
With him, he got to find a babysitter.
Yeah, or he gotta have his kid with him. Because today's age, ain't no babysitter.
Yeah.
Men don't pay for daycare as much as women do. We don't get daycare hours from the state.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not looking for it because we want the time, because generation after generation, it's been upon us to spend that time.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So, but the dynamic between the relationship is men don't expect you to be stepmama.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like how women, how you come in and play stepdaddy, or you know, you play stepdaddy, don't be they daddy. You know what I mean?
But why not? Because I would think if I'm dealing with someone, and I'm speaking in terms of if I'm a single father and I have a little girl and I'm dealing with a woman, meaning dating consistently is getting serious and we get serious, I would expect for you to show up, because it's little things that needs to be done. She need her hair done. She need a woman to talk to her. She need,
That's like, we got grandma, you know, stuff like that. It's other, we see other women figures.
That can handle
that
it.
That do that. You know, we paying for hair to get done. You know what I mean? That's the notion of a man, we'll pay for hair to get done.
I almost would get offended.
No, I agree for sure. And it's funny because this is like a super sensitive, very like current situation, you know what I'm saying? For me, like I said, I'm in a, you know, I've been in this relationship for about a year, but my daughter, it been just us for real since she was born. So now in this dynamic, is
that's your situation.
What?
This example?
Literally.
Whoa, literally. I didn't know that.
No, literally.
I
didn't know that. Literally.
I mean, but I've been there.
And to your point, like, I think my homie Jakai, he had said it best. You know what I'm saying? We had some like a, I wouldn't say mediation or nothing.
Just said debate.
But we know we had a good external, you know what I'm saying, factor, you know what I'm saying, for somebody to see from the outside. And, you know, the way he put it is something, you know what I'm saying, I think that we just ride with. Like, that's, at the end of the day, that's not your kid. That'll never be your kid. And I think one thing for me, like, I always led with, exactly what you were saying. Like, it's not your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really leading with that expectation. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, if you got a partner that's committed to you, they're going to try to contribute wherever. But it shouldn't be like a, you know.
Since we together, you got to. Because I have a daughter.
Yeah.
You if you know how to do hair or not, you got to figure this out for me, because I'm not.
So then does that mean women should not be as dependent on men when a man comes into a single mother's life?
I mean, that's how men moving. We expect you not to be dependent on us in the situation. We coming in for you, not the kids. If you got kids, that's like anything with kids. If I'm a teacher, I'm going to take care of the kids.
Yeah.
If I'm a coach, I'm going to look after the kids. Mm-hmm. If we're adults, we're around kids, we're going to look after the kids. Like, if you leave your kids here for 5 seconds, they're going to be straight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, We're not coming in with the expectation on you putting it on us to be stepdad or dad in that sense. You know what I mean? Because we could be stepdad.
Yeah.
We cool with being stepdad because that's what we are. We're just not my kid, stuff like that. I go through the motions or the process to develop the relationship with your kid depending on how much time I'm around your kid that you allow me to. And then it's like the age bracket, like.
And even that too, like, is that because that's a very sensitive situation where it's like, I'm single, obviously, right?
Put that out there.
am I? No, just oh, man. But if it doesn't matter. What I was going to say is, my children's father is in their life, right? Mm-hmm. All three of my children are by my ex-husband, and my two adult children, I don't really. Like, it matters how they feel, but they're out of the home. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I know I make pretty good decisions when it comes to, because my children are not being around. I don't have my children just around random men, right? Oh, yeah. For my 9-year-old, though, it's me and her. So what I'm scared of getting in a relationship-wise is how to present a moment of building between my daughter and another man when all she know is her father. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, it's scary too, because again, she's nine. She's young. So how do you introduce the relationship to, if I'm a single woman and I have a daughter and I want to take somebody serious, how do you introduce this relationship to where it's comfortable for both parties, for the man and for the child?
I will say, like, one thing I wish I did a little bit better was, like, have that conversation, really. Mm-hmm. Like, really, like, have that real conversation of, like, listen, you know what I'm saying? First off, just trying to gauge, you know what I'm saying, reading the room, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you might feel a certain way. Yeah. It just being us. I know this is what you're familiar with. And then, again, just putting it pretty, like I said, how I wish I went about it. You know, so just putting it plain, like, you know, like, this is something, you know what I'm saying, I'm stepping in. This is somebody, you know what I'm saying, that I'm looking forward to, you know what I'm saying, taking serious, you know, being married to, you know what I'm saying, and really just, again, letting the floor be there for them to be, you know what I'm saying, be able to communicate how they feel on it, you know what I'm saying, but just letting it be known, you know what I'm saying, like, just what it is, you know what I'm saying, and this is how it can look, and really just, again, lifting up that space for them to, you know what I'm saying, navigate how they might feel about it, you know what I'm saying, what they feeling on it in the process, because it's a difference. Like I said, it was mainly me and my daughter, so everything just probably looked completely different, you know what I'm saying, for her in regard.
Any woman,
especially with, you know what I'm saying, giving that attention, you know what I'm saying.
You spend 5 minutes with her, who's that?
Who that, you know what I'm saying? And instantly it's going to be that, it could be that feeling of like abandonment. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I was going to ask. Do y'all fear that, do you fear that your daughter may not like someone you date, right? Like, what happens when they don't like them, but not because they're a bad person, just because of abandonment issues? Do you stop talking to her, or how do you navigate that?
Still love you the same. Like, I really had that, you know what I'm saying, communication. Like, I still love you the same regardless of how this look, or might feel, I should say.
Yeah, you got to know child feelings. I, you know, pretty much let the child know. But to go to the thing you were saying at first, a good thing, the way to probably do it is start with pictures, because you probably done kicked it with this person.
Mm. Pictures. Okay, mate.
Pictures, videos of stuff you done, like this, or, you know, like when you start going out.
To see their reaction?
Like, start, like, don't keep everything a secret. You know what I mean? Like, you finna go out. Yeah. Your mama finna go out. Like, start the dating conversation with your child.
I have. I mean? My 9-year-old told me that she can't wait for me to get married.
Let her do your hair. Let her pick your outfit. Yeah. Stuff like that. So that way she feel included with who you pick. Like, make her feel like she's picking, helping you pick.
That's great advice, Meech. That's great advice.
What would you do?
Definitely. Like, and it makes her more comfortable. Yeah, I would do that. Like, that's, and it's crazy because I didn't even think of that. Like, but that is, so I have included her. I asked her, like, how, if mommy was to get married again, how would you feel?
I think that's too far.
No. Mm. But I did it.
I think that's too far.
But the only reason why I did is because all she know is me being married. Other to her dad, she don't know me being in, you know, a single relationship. She just know marriage, and her dad is married. So all she knows is marriage. So I asked her that, and she said, I honestly can't wait because I'm tired of being your little minion. That was her response.
See, but then that's where you switch and go back to the beginning. Okay, help me pick an outfit.
So I can go find me a husband.
Let her pick, you know, let her be interactive with the stuff you doing, even though you know, go get my shoes. Let me see this and that. How was you wear it? And stuff
and that
like
may
that.
Help the relationship between her and him.
For sure.
And but you and her.
Yeah.
With her understanding of what the process is when mama trying to do what mama trying to do.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be involved. You'll know. Yeah. You know what I mean? You'll help me pick the outfit. You're going to help pick our man. You know what I mean?
That's great advice.
That's a gem. That's a gem.
We
got to
clip that.
Definitely. for sure.
That's a clipper.
And man, kids love that autonomy, too.
That's what I'm
saying.
They
love that. Like, just being in charge. You know what I'm saying? Being in that position. So, that was great advice, for sure.
And having say so. We got to go to break. Do not touch that dial. It's 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, Digi Meech. We are live and direct. We got a special guest in the building. Cardell is here. Thank you so much for joining us. Having an amazing conversation,
Meech.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Meech just dropped a gem on us.
I mean, I wanted to know so we could talk about this before Father's Day. I'm big on being a father. You know what I mean? Like you said, like the transition, like when you have kids, like some men have that in them, like where it's like you just have that conviction. It's like you can't do that. You can't lead them kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And some women to do what they try to do to see it, how far they could take you to see when you what you will lead for.
And you know what? Mm. Speaking of Father's Day, I'm going to say it. I might get a lot of slack, but I don't want to see no post about my mama. Happy Father's Day to my mama. No.
I mean, some people don't know nothing else.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that to its entirety.
But they don't do that on Mother's Day.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't see
that's
nobody daddy getting posted on Mother's Day.
That's my point. I don't want to see
when the mama was around, you know.
And they did a number on us. They did a number on the black families. Yeah. So.
Absolutely. So before we went to break, Meech dropped the gem on us, ladies.
Go ahead, clip that, yo.
We gotta clip that. He said that whenever we are preparing for a date with a man, that we should, if we have daughters, we should include them when it comes to what we're wearing, how we look, so on and so on. What about if you have sons? How do we include them?
That's what we do.
No, I mean the woman. If I have a son and I'm dating, how do I include my son? Because it's different with him. I can ask him how this look, but sons typically have a little bit more jealousy. Like, who is this? I don't want you going out with
him.
I don't know him.
Because you ain't showed him nothing. That's the same inclusion. You know what I mean? They your kid. You know what I mean? Like you said, like especially if they have that type of attitude. It's the same inclusion. It's a little different.
Yeah.
I would say it's almost in reverse. You know what I mean? You say, this guy got me watching this. Do you know what you know about basketball?
This.
You know what I mean?
And my son going to say, what guy? No.
Yeah.
He ain't going to ask about the basketball. He going to ask
I mean,
that's
what
you about.
That's what. But that's a good icebreaker to, like, facts. You let them ask. You don't want to just be like, look, I'm dating this guy. That's not. Like, a lot of that is a lot. They not really interested in none of that.
I think we should talk to our children more about it because I don't, but I have been now that they're grown. And my son, he voices the type of men he would like for me to date now. You know?
Yeah.
He says it.
That's real. And that's actually what I was, like, pondering on, too. Like, I'm like, okay. And, so on the flip side, you know what I'm saying? Even that, like, gauging, like, all right, what kind of man you want to be? You know what I'm saying? What qualities you want to have? You know what I'm saying? And then kind of being like, all right, just implementing that in a sense of, like, all right, now if I bring a male figure around, you know what I'm saying, he living up to all these qualities.
Yeah.
That should probably make him fit, you know what I'm saying, fit the bill, right? And deem him, I guess, worthy. You know what I'm saying? If you would.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I'm like, we're going to have to get you on here all the time, Cardell.
On Friday, sir.
On Friday.
I need to be here. I'm getting gems, too.
Yeah.
I need to do that, too.
Yeah. I mean,
but that always be like that with Meech, for sure. Like,
he didn't turn into a whole professor today.
I mean, not a professor. It's
I'm
more,
just talking.
It's more, just more street psychologist.
Yeah. I feel you.
But with that, like, just boys is a little different. Just because they really not paying that much attention to stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you could probably have a whole relationship going on and he been on a game the whole time.
Facts.
You know what I mean? It'd be bombarded if that guy tried to tell that boy to do something.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it'd be like, who
so
is
this? When do you get to that point? So let's say hypothetically that I was dating and then I got into a relationship. What point in the relationship do I allow, like, you know, not even just marriage, because you could be with somebody for like 7-8 years and some kids would say that's my stepdad because they've been around so long. When do you as a man feel comfortable checking your spouse's child that's not yours?
Day one?
Yeah.
Mm. I was just gonna say. So it's because he's a young man, not because he's
mine. Ain't got to be my kid.
That's right. That's right. I like that, Meech. I like that. We got callers on the line. Al, are you there?
Yes, I am. Well, first thing I'm going to say is I'm not checking nobody else's kid because they didn't come from my testicles. That's That's the daddy's job, okay? Only thing I would tell that kid, I'm dating your mother. I will never disrespect her, and I will never put my hands on her, okay? And that's it. I'm not going to chastise somebody else's. Now you're opening the door to chaos and drama because the baby daddy or the baby father, whatever he decided to be, A or B, already going to have some problem because you're around their kids. And I don't want to take I don't want to take your responsibility and make your life easier because he got your DNA and your last name, okay? I'm just here to grow. I'm going to respect your child, but I will never chastise him. That's your job, okay? Now, if he disrespect his mother, I will talk to him, but otherwise that, I'm not touching that fire. I'm not touching that water. I just tell the mother, hey, you got to handle that. Talk to his daddy. See, you don't want to be, you call me when you don't got to stay too long. Goodbye. Because what happens is, after everybody get mad, you're going to be the suspect. You're going to be the bullseye target, mm-hmm. and she's still going to be after him right behind your back. So why even open your door to that nonsense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Al. Kathy, are you there? Thank you so much for tapping in with us.
Yes. You know, I like the conversation, but, you know, if they're mature adults on both sides of the parenting, both of y'all need to have a little talk about dating and someone breeding the kids here or doing whatever, because that may come up at one time, especially when you get married. But to integrate kids with other people, now that age range vary. So if you got an older teenage kid, you got to do it a different way than you would with a young kid. They say, okay, you're really seeing this person a lot. Now you want to have them meet the kids. After a while, if you're regularly dating, y'all go do events together, picnic, go to the zoo together so that person can get to know that person. You know what I'm saying? Like that. And don't talk about the other parent around that child. And that man, because that's not fair. That's between y'all and that dad, not and or the mom. But take the child out to events. Don't you believe in that? What do you think? Take the child out.
Absolutely.
Put y'all somewhere so the child gets used to you. The other thing you can do, if you got a teenage kid, you know, you can go to the movies, maybe take them to do darts, tennis. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff you can do that have activities with both sides of the family so the kid will get used to that. And another one, if I'm watching someone's child, you're the guardian for that day, and you let the kid know they have to listen and follow what they tell you to do. I'm not talking about something bad. I'm saying that's, well, you can't do this. You have to sit down. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You got to let the other person know they have the right to say so, but not spanking nobody. But that's a disciplinary thing just in general. So, well, we don't do it that way. Let me check with your mom or dad before we can do this. You know, you got to have respect on both sides. You don't have to come off mean or nasty about anything. I kept two kids at my house during COVID 3 days a week because there's no way to get to school. So we coordinate with someone else on the family side that I'll drop them off and then they pick them up because I'd be at work. So I took time off for work, an hour of vacation time in 3 days, and I dropped them off. It's about what was the best we can do. You know, and then I said, okay, well, make sure the hair is fixed up. I'm going to do this. And I let the kids know, if you don't get up when I get you up, we're going to school with the pajamas on. Mm-hmm. I didn't care how old they were. And then we're going to change when you get there like that. So that's what I did. You know, and I had the right to say, oh, no, don't do this or do that. You know, I wasn't nasty to the kids, but people trust me and believe in it. You know what I'm saying? So it's a way of doing things without coming off a brass or anything like that, like mm-hmm. Al was saying. You got to be a little calmer with that. Everybody's relationships are not some kind of a storm fire. And then, like I said, mature adults, you need to talk to each other. Both spouses, look, I'm seeing somebody to be around the kids and stuff like that there. You know, and then you have boundaries and stuff like anybody else. You know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kathy. And I agree. I do think that for me, you know, growing up, my mom didn't have, you know, different men around us or anything like that. And that's why I am the way I am. But I was always taught that your kids, your children, you will know if they don't like somebody, that means that person isn't right for you. And not just, again, because they're not a good person, but children can feel things. Mm-hmm. You know, a little bit better. They're not blinded by the emotional part attachment, right? So I think having dates and including the children in those dates, especially if the other person has a child as well, is something that most definitely should be done.
Yeah. Like the caller said, every relationship is not a storm fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not, you know, I say day one basically just to set the tone.
Yeah.
Like, day one could be day 50.
Yeah.
But the first day you interact with the child, you can't be scared to say, hey, you know, whatever you need to say.
Yeah.
You know, like the second caller explained it well. Al explained it well, too.
Yeah.
But that's if you're in that type of situation to where it could get dicey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could have, you know, issues with the baby daddy or the baby mama.
Right.
You know what I mean? If versus, you know, it got to know who you're dealing with.
Facts.
You know what I mean? It should take more than a day, more than a week, more whatever time frame of the dating period for you to be like, okay, I know this person enough for this person to be around me.
That they can be
They can be around my kids.
Exactly.
That's super real. Like, yeah, like you said, I deem you worthy. And I feel like something I was thinking about too, I'm like, damn, just when you live in like a chaotic environment too, where stuff always changing, like I think that just be making stuff all the more important too, to really, you know what I'm saying, have that inclusivity right there. Because when you just drop the bombshell, I think it's just easier. It's easier for at least, you know what I'm saying, in our experience, like it'd be easier to be like, man, who this person is, you know what I'm saying, coming in, trying to regulate.
Yeah.
Like as a boy.
Yeah.
Like when you're a boy, your mama got a boyfriend.
Ahead, call your mama.
Yeah. I ain't
got a choke call your mama.
I mean, my mama got a boyfriend. I was 30.
Yeah.
You know.
How did you feel about that?
I mean, she grown, but at the same time, it's like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then he got sons. You know what I mean?
And then
I'm the only son.
That dynamic right there.
But I'm the only son. But with my mama. So at the end of the day, it's really what I say. Girl.
Yeah.
I can stop the whole program. That's really how I move it.
Oh, Miss Lisa, you hear your son on here?
She know that about me.
He run a strict program on me.
I mean, like, she know this about me. Like, if it ain't, if it wasn't right, it wasn't right. I mean, the whole program stopped because now you got me in something and I ain't trying to be, because you finna be calling me.
Yeah. No, that's right, though. I understand that,
you know,
that perspective for sure.
You gonna be calling me if he ain't
who he say he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If he ain't living up to the bill or unable to do stuff, then I still get the call as a second man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I need to know, how worthy are you to do the stuff that you telling my mama you're trying to do? Because then I know how much I got to be there for both of y'all.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So, and that's just because they older. They over 50. You know what I mean? But that dynamic, just for him, the icebreakers, you know what I mean? Just finding the interest. You know what I mean? Finding similar interests and stuff like that was like a thing for me. But he developed a good relationship with my baby mama. So that's cool.
That was a play.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I mean, but he cool. He laid back. You know what I mean? He not the rah-rah type guy. He not, you know what I mean?
Trying
not
to regulate. Too
flashy. Yeah, he not trying to regulate. I asked him something. He was like, man, your mama got
Your mama got to figure it out.
You asked your mama, man. I don't know nothing. Like, you know what I mean? So it's that comfortability level, too, that he brung that I was able to be comfortable, too. So it's like, it's your demeanor in any situation. Coming into a dating situation with somebody that got a kid, it's the demeanor. It's the delicacy of knowing what they might have went through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With their past relationship, to not impede on that, impede on baby daddies. That's how I think about it.
I think I would want to be with a man who has children, but maybe not a daughter, but always wanted a daughter, because I feel like he'll treat her the way that she needs. Not to say no one else will, but I feel like it's just it's like icing on the cake.
Yeah, but don't put too much on him, because your daughter might be the slickster in the situation.
Man.
You know
what I mean? Like, the kids will pull a fast one.
Oh, yeah. Again, especially when it's just your.
Yeah, because she know, your kid know your habits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when you pulled up and dropped me off.
Yeah.
My son outside waiting on me.
Yeah.
How y'all know I'm pulling?
Yeah. They do like,
Come on, who is that?
They know,
It's Jazz. You just watched the whole show. You know I just got off. How you know exactly? You know exactly where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's them being detective too.
No, they do. Because I was like that with my mama. My daughter is like that. My oldest daughter, she has the location on my phone. I promise you, this little girl, who you at Botana's with? And who you know, da da da, and why you didn't call me, and who is this person? And it's like, who the mama? You know what I'm saying?
That's real. Man, that's so real. Especially when you, when the age range, you know what I'm saying, a certain part of, you know what I'm saying, of the aspect. And then, again, when it's just y'all, like, I feel like for me, it had to be like like, let's not forget, I'm the pops for real. You know what I'm saying? So, like, now you trying to have me beef with my lady, you know?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Thinking, like, again, you know, not, you know what I'm saying, dismissing that it could be a degree of, like, you know, you feel like you being out the picture, but it's like, don't play the game, because kids play the games.
Yeah.
I played the game, like, you know what I'm saying, with my step-up, you know what I'm saying, like.
Oh, so you went through that situation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, you going to choose. Now I'm finna be calling baby boy all day. Yeah. Choosing bro over
you
me.
You going to choose him over me? Your own flesh and blood?
Child. Like, now mom's feeling bad. Like, again, them lines can be. So, again, having that little language around, like, I'm still figuring out myself, too. You know what I'm saying? Being like, listen, I hear you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But this is the person that made me happy. You know what I'm saying? This person ain't going nowhere.
Mama got to have a life, too.
Yeah.
We sitting here with Carnell. Do not touch that dial. 833-212-1017. We want to hear from you. We are talking fatherhood. We got to go to break, pay some bills. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. Digi Meech. We are live and direct. Who we got in the building, Meech?
Carnell.
Yes, indeed.
Mr. Hogan's. Carnell Hogan's father's making progress.
Yes,
we've made progress since y'all real life. Older. Thanks,
y'all
D.
brought it today. Okay, y'all brought it so hard today.
You can hear it in our voice.
It was some gems that was dropped. Even I got some advice. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have to run this back pretty soon.
Yeah,
you know? Too quick.
Great conversation, though.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Carnell, what do you have going on? What projects are you working on, or you have coming up?
Yeah. So, first and foremost, as we already talked about, you know, I'm a business owner of All Roots Collective. So, really, it's an outcome based service that I started last year. Really, where I'm just using what I went through. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm. Mm-hmm. So I took myself through, Meech, you know, some called a biopsychosocial model. So essentially changed my body, you know what I'm saying, through the food, through the fruit. So again, and then socially, you know what I'm saying, just changing my environment, put myself around those spaces that I was talking about that's going to lift me up. And then psychologically, you know what I'm saying, again, being in them spaces that's actually therapeutic, you know what I'm saying, doing that through the nature, doing that through the conversation and community, you know what I'm saying. Essentially what I'm doing with All Roots Collective is using that same model to, you know, to provide services, you know what I'm saying, with juices, you know what I'm saying. I actually just was at the Feed the Change campaign with African American Roundtable. Where
shout out to Marquesa.
There you go. Shout out Marquesa, the whole team for sure. And you know, they had us, you know, come out essentially and distribute like about 100 juices. You know what I'm saying? Again, knowing what that did for my healing journey, still is doing for my healing journey. Like, I was literally just having a conversation. Like, I had eczema and just through juices, hydrating myself, you know what I'm saying, and fasting.
That's a lot of people don't know that. Eczema, because my daughter has it too. Mm-hmm. When I had cancer, I got into like the herbs and became vegan. I was helping her with the herbs, but I noticed that the eczema is really from your diet.
Literally, literally. And it be surprising me still. Like, you know, I dropped all the weight that I had on me, you know what I'm saying, through the herbs, you know what I'm saying. And Eric, the whole model, you know what I'm saying, everything fit into it. But again, taking myself through that, through my business, is essentially just doing that. It's like my olive branch, for real. You know what I'm saying? Giving back, whether that's through the juices, through, you know, fatherhood facilitation services, whether that's through diet planning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Again, whatever I took myself through to provide, you know, the poetry aspect of it, the creative writing aspect of it. But just building coaching, you know what I'm saying? Coaching with the guys, mentoring the guys, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm doing right now in building. I'm trying to think if I got anything coming up. I'm always, you know what I'm saying, serving the juices, you know what I'm saying?
So
you
can reach me.
Yeah, I am going to be at Juneteenth. I'm going to be at Juneteenth with African American Roundtable. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I have something on me then. So you can see us there, of course. Just find the African American Roundtable. Or just, you know what I'm saying, hit up the site, which is allroots.collective.square.site. You can find me personally on my socials, which is under allrootscollective_. Or just look up Carnell Hogan's, but that's what I'm doing for my business. On a, you know what I'm saying, speaking on fathers making progress, you know what I'm saying, I'm the community impact manager there. So I'm just basically doing outreach, you know what I'm saying, and trying to engage the dads the same way that I was engaged, you know what I'm saying, with the spaces, what we offering the guys, you know what I'm saying, intergenerationally, whether you 15 and you is a dad or not a dad, you know what I'm saying, or know somebody that's a dad, up to 90 for real. We providing the guys with diapers, you know what I'm saying, just as a first hand-to-hand, you know what I'm saying, interaction. And then that same space that I had mentioned, you know what I'm saying, that helped me, you know, unpeel them layers and build that community with people who trying to navigate fatherhood, manhood, you know what I'm saying. So we doing those services every Tuesday at the Urban Ecology Center from 5:30 to 7:30. Those same spaces, a 12-week program. You can come whenever you want. Always bring food. Like I said, we bring diapers. We bring any kind of resources, where that's like, whether that's like a job fair that's coming up, whether that's you know, housing opportunities. Again, whatever can help the guys. You know what I'm saying? And we also got the co-parenting sessions on Saturdays, which is
Fire.
Oh yeah, man, necessary.
That is so fire. As a black woman who comes from a black man and has a black son, I want to publicly tell both of y'all that y'all are dope.
Oh, man.
For real. Like, and I think that a lot of us women have to step up a little more to let y'all know when y'all, not just because y'all take care of y'all children, but just stand up black men, period. And everything that you're doing, especially at your age, is needed. Because there's a lot of people your age either don't have children or they do and they have so many. But to hear you speak, and you too, Meech, like how y'all speak about y'all children, how y'all speak about the mother of your children, and, you know, just your parents and just overall is something that we don't see often. So flowers to y'all, man. Y'all dope. For real. Y'all dope.
Are you going to be bringing flowers in?
Thank you for even putting that out there, you know what I'm saying, giving us the platform for real.
Absolutely. You got some shout outs?
Oh yeah, for a lot. But I'm gonna try to be brief. I know we probably at that time. Man, shout out my lady, of course, Kavana, you know what I'm saying? I am because of her.
Yeah.
For real, you know what I'm saying? All the way she pouring to me. So always shout out to my daughter Malia. Shout out to Teron Edwards, you know what I'm saying, for even having the organization, giving me the platform to lift that up. Shout out to the team, you know, Ty, Demetrius, C Mills.
You know what I'm saying? Because
he on the team too. Yeah, he a part of it. You know what I'm saying? From the start. Essentially, you could say that came from him for real. You know what I'm saying? As far as like the name, you know, the FNP. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to guys like him who lead in the spaces, the Ferezes. Shout out to Traces Wright, you know what I'm saying? OG who picked me up. You know what I'm saying? Who been doing the work? Shout out to Derek Baba Rogers. Shout out to Meech. You know what I'm saying? Again, like you said, since 16. You know what I'm saying? I don't tell you enough because I see the work that you do for other guys. But for me, you know what I'm saying? Advocating again from the beginning. It still be crazy to just think of, you know what I'm saying? I get emotional thinking about it because really, a lot of us don't really be having them fatherhood example, you know, fatherly examples. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? From whatever little interaction you had through allowing your gifts and lifting up our gifts, you know what I'm saying, through being able to express ourselves creatively, like, man, that you living in, you know what I'm saying? You living in what we building, you know what I'm saying? What I'm building in the purpose, for sure. So I hope you always know that, for sure.
Y'all gonna make me cry out here. Thank you so much, Carnell. We would love to have you back. Please, anyone out there listening, please get out and support Fathers Making Progress, as well as him. They have co-parenting classes, which a lot of people need, and so much more. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Keep doing the work, man. We love you. We support you. Do not touch that dial. We got to go to break. Jazzy and Meech, tap in.